fishy. Come on, fishy, come on, fishy, come on, fishy, come on, fishy. This chicken.
What's the number one thing holding you back from dating again?
As a heterosexual female, I think we could all agree that the number one reason we are not dating is men.
Hello again, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Women Hitting the Wall. Yes, it's still and is always gonna be undefeatable, unbreakable, inevitable. But enough of me talking. Let's go for it.
Enough talk. Dating apps are my biggest regret post-divorce. If I could go back knowing what I know now, I would never have downloaded a dating app or ever gotten on one. People will get on dating apps and spend massive amounts of time chatting, talking, and texting, basically just to do a job interview, only to find out you don't have chemistry and you wasted hours, months, and weeks getting to know someone. People don't really know how to set the correct boundaries on that, and that's a whole nother lesson. There's also not accountability because they are not in your friend group, your church group, any kind of social group, so you can't even have that filter of knowing anything about their background, and they'll quickly ghost you.
Well, lady, you're reaping what you sow. I agree that dating apps are a terrible place to meet people, but dating apps are what women made them to be. Every single statistics show that women only chase after the same men. So in the end, you're not complaining that you were treated bad, you're complaining because you couldn't get the man you wanted. But what really impresses me is that she's very capable of understanding everything that's wrong with dating apps. But she's incapable of understanding that it is her fault too. Really, it's like listening to a child giving excuses.
What a vivid imagination.
When a man chooses to ghost you, here is what he is truly communicating to you. He has decided in his own mind and for whatever reason that he no longer wants to be in communication with you. But rather than having an uncomfortable and maybe difficult conversation with you and maybe having to deal with your feelings, he decided to take the easy way out.
Oh, sure, yes, absolutely.
Ghosting is a term used a lot by post-war women. They have hit the wall and keep chasing after chads, they only want to use them and walk away. Men have been ghosted their entire lives, and no one cared about it. I've been ghosted many times before, but there was not even a name for it yet. Do you know why? Because back then it was a thing that happened mostly to men, so nobody cared. No one should be ghosted, men or women don't deserve that. But it's really sad to see women that used to be beautiful in their pride hitting the wall and complaining about ghosting. The truth is, she had plenty choices back then. Plenty good men that were willing to marry her and give her everything she wants. But she decided to chase after Chad, you know? Sorry, I have no pity left for this kind of woman.
Dating at my age, part 3. So, I want to ask everybody a question. Why don't men just come up to you and talk to you? Like at the supermarket, when you're at a restaurant drinking something at the bar. I don't know, when you're on a trail, a path. What's going on? I mean, is it the times we are living in? Or I don't know what it is, but it's just weird. Why do we have to go on dating apps? It's ruining relationships all over the world.
For sure. I think it's because of they're so busy being CEOs and presidents that they don't have time to come to talk to us in real life, because every man on here is a CEO or a president or a vice president.
Very important. They're very important men. I just want a regular dude.
Men don't approach you anymore, not because there's something wrong with society, but because there's something wrong with you. You have hit the wall. You still may have some beauty, but your competition is much younger, prettier, and they can have children. The funny thing is that they always tell on themselves, complaining that they can't find men, but at the same time telling that they are talking to CEOs and presidents, just showing that they are not interested in common men. Even her dog can't stand the capping anymore.